Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We want to start off with talking about Pastor Saeed and jumping right into, you know, this segment from CBN. This is really important because for quite a while now, for about a year and a half, ever since he was imprisoned in Iran, ACLJ, and I believe Jordan, Jay's son, really spearheaded this movement and the petitions.
About Jordan Sekulow?
Jordan Sekulow. And his wife, Pastor Saeed's wife, has been on the front lines as well. I mean, she's done such an amazing job getting the word out and standing with her husband. But here in Iran, he was first in Evin prison. I'm talking about Pastor Saeed. And then they moved them to another prison that was worse than Evin prison. And Evin prison was pretty bad. And we've heard in this last year and a half that he's been malnourished. He's not getting medical attention. They're treating him horribly. And we've basically have contacted, the Christian community has contacted so many people, our State Department, to get him released. And so, and trying to get the president's attention. And you're going to hear that the president actually responded to Pastor Saeed's plight. And we're believing that this is just a major turning point in his release. I want you to listen to this segment.
Is on assignment. U.S. President Barack Obama took a strong stand for religious liberty this week. Speaking at the National Prayer Breakfast in Washington, the president highlighted promoting religious freedom around the world. He also made pleas for Pastor Saeed Abedini and missionary Kenneth Bay. White House correspondent Jennifer Wishon reports.
Calling it key to national security and a central tenet of American diplomacy, President Obama focused his remarks on religious freedom and publicly called for the release of Christian missionary Kenneth Bay, who is imprisoned in North Korea, and Pastor Saeed Abedini, imprisoned in Iran.
We pray for Pastor Saeed Abedini. He's been held in Iran for more than 18 months, sentenced to 8 years in prison on charges relating to his Christian beliefs. And as we continue to work for his freedom today, again, we call on the Iranian government to release Pastor Abedini so he can return to the loving arms of his wife and children in Idaho.
The persecution of Christians has increased in some countries. North Korea leads the list that includes Iraq, Afghanistan, and America's ally, Saudi Arabia.
Honestly, we've been waiting for this. Last year, the number of Christians martyred for their faith doubled from the previous year. So it's been a mystery as to why it's taken this long. Nevertheless, we're excited and encouraged, I should say, that he has made a statement, a strong statement, I think, and hopefully we'll see some action on this point.
Diplomacy can be uncomfortable, the president says, especially when dealing with countries like China that are strategically and economically important to the U.S. The president says he stresses to Chinese leaders that China's potential rests on upholding universal rights, including rights for Christians. The commander-in-chief told the group of bipartisan lawmakers and policy shapers that he's thankful for God's guidance in his life, a faith journey that began with his work with churches as a community organizer.
I'm grateful not only because I was broke and the church fed me, but because it led to everything else. It led me to embrace Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. It led me to Michelle, the love of my life, and it blessed us with two extraordinary daughters.
Like religious persecution, poverty drains human dignity, according to Dr. Rajiv Shah. As the administrator for USAID, he's intimately associated with the world's woes and says by remaining devoted to faith, Christians can transform the world by helping to end extreme poverty.
Because this is now achievable, but only if all of us from science, business, government, and faith come together for the poor.
A woman who knows about overcoming shared her testimony. Hawaiian surfer Bethany Hamilton became a household name when she lost her left arm to a shark 10 years ago.
For many of us, it's easy to look at the things of this world to solve our challenges and the obstacles in life. But when we submit our lives to Christ, His grace, mercy, truth, peace and love will bring true fulfillment to our lives.
Jennifer Wishon, CBN News, Washington.
Dr. David Curry is CEO of Open Doors USA, a ministry to the persecuted church. And earlier, I asked him for his response to the president's speech. Dr. Curry, you were at the prayer breakfast. What was your reaction to the president's call for the release of Saeed Abedini and Kenneth Bay?
Well, Open Doors has been calling on the Obama administration to step up on the issue of the persecution of Christians around the world. A lot of people don't understand that Christians are the largest persecuted minority in the world. And so we were encouraged by his announcement of an ambassador at the State Department for religious minorities and the protection of religious minorities. And we see it as a good first step. It's a big issue. There's a lot that has to be done. And certainly there's been a big void in this issue from the administration, but we think this is a good first step.
Dr. Curry, do you think those words will become action? What impact do you think his words will have?
Well, if the administration follows through and begins to let their voice be heard on this issue, in other words, holds up the issue of freedom to express your religious beliefs, if they stand up and do the right thing on this issue, it's going to have a big impact. The world is looking to America to stand up and be heard on this issue. And there are just millions of Christians. For example, in North Korea, we believe there's Christians that are in prison for their faith, not because they've done any uncivil activity as you and I would know it, but simply because they wanted to read and study the words of Jesus and wanted to call themselves Christians. And that's just in one country, but there are other countries around the world where there are even more Christians imprisoned for their faith. So this is an important issue and America needs to be heard on it.
Well, let me ask you this. Did you expect the president to take such a strong stand for religious freedom around the world?
Well, honestly, we've been waiting for this. Last year, the number of Christians martyred for their faith doubled from the previous year. So it's been a mystery as to why it's taken this long. Nevertheless, we're excited and encouraged, I should say, that he has made a statement, a strong statement, I think, and hopefully we'll see some action on this point.
You say he can follow up by appointing a religious freedom ambassador. What kind of person should the president pick?
Well, I think we need somebody in this role at the State Department who will understand the dynamics here. It's not just about persecuted Christians. There are other religious minorities around the world that are not free to express their beliefs. But certainly Christianity is the largest religious minority around the world. And we need somebody who understands the needs of persecuted Christians around the world.
What can our viewers do to help the persecuted church?
Well, certainly one of the elements that's critically important is that Christians of all faiths, of all stripes, stand up and be heard on this issue. We need to stand behind our brothers and sisters in Christ and support these kinds of actions. And when there is no action, let our voice be heard. Make this an issue of prayer in our churches, in our small groups, and talk to your representatives to make sure that Christians are understood and heard on this important issue.
All right, Dr. David Curry, thanks so much for being with us today. We appreciate it.
Wow, that was so powerful. You know, we'll make sure this video is available for you on the Torch, but what you saw on the platform there at the National Prayer Breakfast was the president's wife, Michelle Obama, the president, Congressman Louie Gohmert from Texas, and Vice President Joe Biden. They were all there present. And this is exciting because, like the gentleman just said, we've been praying and waiting for the president to act on behalf of Pastor Saeed and really many of those that are falsely imprisoned all around the world. I mean, we also heard about Kenneth Bay in North Korea. And this is encouraging. We need to be informed and we can't remain silent. You know, this is something that I've been carrying really heavy on my heart, the persecuted church, to know that brothers and sisters around the world are just being imprisoned. They're being mistreated. They've been taken away from their family. My wife had a chance to read this book, called The Heavenly Man, and it's about this Chinese pastor that was just spent like half of his life in prison just for following Jesus.
Wow.
And we have this wonderful chance in America to freely, freely serve the Lord, freely to read our Bibles, freely to evangelize and to talk to other people about Jesus. And we need to make sure that we don't lose that freedom, and two, that we don't take that freedom for granted, that we remember. Listen, I'm looking forward to the day when we're all with Jesus and we're all sitting across each other. And I want those brothers and sisters to know that I was praying for them and that I didn't forget about them in the blessed land that the Lord gave us to live, but that we were standing with them. We were standing up and being heard. We were praying for their deliverance. And I'm just praying and believing that this is just the beginning for Pastor Saeed, 504 days in prison. And we're going to celebrate his soon exit from that prison, and who knows what else is going to happen next. But I'm telling you, these are some exciting days that we're living in, and God's answering prayer.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not or not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today, or become a sponsor or underwriter, and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.